Welcome to Sell Like You, the ultimate sales podcast that will teach you how to make sales your superpower, transform your mindset, and in doing so, explode your sales beyond your wildest dreams. I'm Harriet Meller, and over the last 17 years, I've helped hundreds of top companies around the world, including my own, make more money and qualify more leads using simple strategies that work. In this podcast, you'll learn how I generated over 10 million in annual sales, along with the sales techniques, processes, and tools that will work for you to generate more dream-aligned clients and scale your business beyond what you thought was possible. If you're sick of the boring, outdated, and pushy sales tactics of the past, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Sell Like You podcast with me, your host, Harriet Meller. And today's episode is all about capability statements. Fun, right? Exciting. I don't think so, but I feel like this episode is really being requested. And so here we are. It is definitely a hot topic when we are looking at how we deliver information, what information is being shared, and also being mindful of how capability statements can be used to brush you off during a sales process. So we're going to dive into that, as well as why you need one, when you should have one, when you don't need one, and how you can overcome that, and how you can also make the most incredible capability statement that is not boring, that will make you want to talk about it all day long. Okay. So capability statements, we are coming in hot. Now, we did a LinkedIn poll about, do you use one? If so, in what scenario? And it was really interesting to see what our audience shared with us. And so from that poll, we found that 50% of those that answered send them. Okay. So 50% of people send them. Of the other 50%, they were split into two 25%. So we had 25% that said that they do send them and they have to. And the other 25% said they would prefer not to, but they don't have anything else. Okay. So of that quota, we've got 50% that send them, 50% that don't send them. And of those ones that send them, 25% would rather send something else. Okay. So that's 75% of our audience said they either don't send them or they do, and they would rather send something else. Hence why we are here with this. Now, a capability statement, again, I've been asked for these so many times. A capability statement explains what products and services you offer across what industries. Now, as you may know, if you've been here a little while, my background is tech sales. I've been in the industry for about 15 years. And capability statements were common practice, especially in those early days and for our enterprise or local government clients. Now, again, understanding a procurement or a buying process within any organization is key to know how you can best support them. But also, we need to be mindful of how it's being used. So, for example, I found government and also our enterprise clients, they would have this almost a checklist. We need your capability statement. We need your liabilities. We need your insurances. And we need a case study. We need this form filling out. It was that that checkbox exercise. And very rarely was it read, was it actually utilized. Now, in some of our other organizations, they would require it to do their due diligence before they would have a meeting. Now, of the two examples I've just shared there, we would happily share that if it's going to add value, and we'll put time and effort into it, and we'll make it the best capability statement ever. But of the others, when it's a checkbox exercise, it just becomes a little bit cumbersome. It's just another thing we've got to do. They're often boring. They're often out of date. They're not really giving enough information. And that's because we as salespeople often don't value them, because we'd rather just get that out there and have a conversation. Now, I mentioned before about a capability statement and where it's required. Be mindful that when you are in those early stages of whether you've got an opportunity or a lead at that stage, that often you may be asked for a capability statement as part of a brush off. Okay. So what I mean by that is that if they say, yeah, that sounds great, do you want to just send me through your capability statement and we'll have a look at it? Make sure that that is actually what they want or need, and avoid sending out useless information that they're never going to read, that they're never going to use. Okay. So you may be thinking, yeah, but I can't say no. If they say, send me the capability statement, asking them questions around what they're specifically looking for. I used to say that, like, I absolutely do have a capability statement. It's pretty boring. We use it a lot for our government clients or our tenders. And so in that realm, I just don't know whether it's going to add that much value to you. However, we have lots of information that I would love to share with you that may be more relevant. So again, by asking a question to qualify what they've asked you for, find out what it's needed for, how it will be used, and then offer to share with them something way more specific. And that will get you very targeted. It will also open up the conversation. If they were about to brush you off and say, look, send me through some information, I'll look at it. And if it's relevant, we'll let you know, that you can get them to get more specific with you. And therefore what you're sending is going to be more relevant. And therefore you're going to have a better chance of having a conversation. Now, if you are required to submit capability statements, then make sure they are relevant for your business and for your team. Now, again, if you've got sales manager, marketing managers, if you've got other leaders in the business, then definitely share it with them. Let them know that there is more within this capability statement we can add. Make it relevant, make it compelling, make it interesting. You can add testimonials and quotes and different things that's going to really help you to connect with your ideal client if this is something that they need before they will have a meeting with you. If it's a brush off, then we can qualify out and find out a little bit more information to share with them something way more interesting than a capability statement. It's also a lazy salesperson's tool, in my opinion, as well. If we're sending them out instead of actually qualifying, then we are not going to get or yield the same results as if we were to actually have a conversation. So again, be really mindful of that. And if you are one of those that is sending them and you need to send them, make them really good, make them compelling, make them interesting, make them stand out. Don't have them the same as everybody else's. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Here's seven things you need to know about the business. Make it interesting. Share use cases, share testimonials. It will bring your product or service to life as well. If you would prefer not to send them, think about other things you could send them, other pieces of collateral. Again, if you've got other departments that support you in selling, then ask them for extra support. Find out what is going to really resonate with your audience. We create content at Your Sales Co based on what we're being asked. So based on what our ideal clients need or want, what will educate them, what will give them more information, and what will ultimately lead us down the path to have further conversations. We create content all the time based on what we're hearing. If you've got a marketing department that can support you, make sure you're bridging that information over so that you can give them that extra information so that they can support you in a much better way. If you don't have a marketing department that can help you, think about creating some things or pulling some information off from your website or from your blog posts that are there and share that information as well. Think about what you've given to others that have really had an impact, whether it be through a capability statement or through a demonstration. Maybe record a demonstration and you can share that with them. It's going to be a lot more impactful than words on a page if you're finding that is not resonating with your ideal client's prospects as much as you would like them to. Make sure it's not being used as a brush off. Qualify them in, qualify them out. But again, we're going to make this episode as short as we can because nobody wants to really talk about capability statements in great detail unless it is ultimately helping you to generate more sales and therefore help more organizations or people in doing what it is that they are there to do. I hope this episode has been of interest to you and it's giving you some food for thought around capability statements, whether you need them and whether you need to improve them. I would love to hear from you, whether you are sending them, whether you are changing your capability statement based on this episode, whether you flicked it over to your sales manager or whether you are the sales manager listening. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. As always, connect with me over on LinkedIn. You can find me. Link is in the show notes. You can always email me if you want to know more or find out more about the work that we do at Your Sales Co. You can find me, harriet@yoursalesco.com. And I look forward to being back in your ears again very soon. As always, happy selling. Thank you for tuning into the Sell Like You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe to never miss another one. A huge thank you to Vitality House for hosting today's recording, and I look forward to being back into your ears soon.